You think you're invincible. I started out taking 1 to 2. I ended up taking 7 to 10. Nothing goes the way that people expect it to go. You don't remember things you're doing. Your body hurts. You're just worn down. With ecstasy, it was like one day I was healthy and had an immune system, and the next day I didn't. I would wake up sometimes, like, shaking. It's physically painful. Once I hit my absolute bottom emotionally and mentally, I just wanted to die.
A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free New York and America.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thank you, Stony Brook, for your incompetence in getting us into this building. It's time for Off the Wall.
Thank you.
am ready. Are you?
Are you ready, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you?
I was ready. I was ready before, or when we first got here. I promised I wasn't going to complain about this. But man, this is ridiculous, folks. It's ridiculous. They lock us out of the building. You know, they make us buy these cards so we can get into the building, and they don't program the cards, and we're standing outside for 20 minutes trying to get into the building, and, yeah, we sound all flustered. In fact, you might notice that. A lot of people on the radio sound flustered because they've been standing outside for a half hour. You know, and lots of times we can't get the attention of anybody. And come on, Stony Brook, get your act together. We pay for these damn cards, and just let us in the building, program them so we can get in. It's such a ridiculous
locked out indeed.
To have to worry about. We've got these nice studios, we've got things at work, and we're locked out.
Locked out indeed.
How stupid do I sound complaining about this? But, man, you know, we get here early, we prepare
a
show.
Yeah, it's a weird scheduling system.
And it's
the summer, it's the off-season, so
somebody doesn't know how to press a button on a computer.
Running at reduced services
it's
here.
It's a weird
Stony Brook
scheduling system. And it's the summer, it's the off-season, so
I forgot the grappling hook.
Running at reduced services here.
I could bring my lockpicks. I could bring my lockpick kit. I could scale a wall or something like, you know.
I forgot the grappling hook.
I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to, but, you know, it's
what
is radio.
What if no one was at the controls?
This is something that, supersedes anything of a local nature.
Yeah, what if no one was at the controls?
It's our responsibility. We have to keep you informed as to just what's going on outside.
We've been seeing this week by week.
Surrounded by geese. And, you know, that's something to be concerned about.
Goslings.
It's true.
Yeah.
No, when you walk up to the place, there's geese everywhere.
We've been seeing this week by week.
We saw them when they were little, goslings? Is that what you call little geese?
Goslings, yeah.
A goggle of goslings? I don't even know what the right word is. But we saw them, when they were tiny.
It's a cool
and now they're big,
nature.
And they've still got their parents with them. And there's something like 75 geese out there. And you don't want to mess with them.
It's a cool little nature exhibit.
I keep thinking
them,
maybe there's some way we can
watch
use
the door or have them like
get past
put the pressure
lock
on the
absurdity. 2 months this has been going on.
I don't know. How would we
months.
Do that? Have them like watch the door or have them like put the pressure on the system's not
working, right? Yeah.
I don't know. How would we do that?
We got to figure something out.
Well,
at some point, folks, you have to say the system's not working, all right? And we're saying that a
well,
lot.
Well, the fact
lately.
That like we have
sometimes
a system,
have
it just goes to show
home.
That it's like a symbolic
and we have to fix
right?
it,
right? Like
we have to make
security
a new
theater we've talked
like
about, or well, the fact that
these,
like we have a system,
security measures that are just
it's like a symbolic
for show,
right?
It's a facade. That was the word I was thinking of. At any rate, that's fine. I mean, they can have various levels of functionality, but
it should feel better.
A facade.
They also should. Since it is a system,
fine. I mean,
be able to be maintained, and part of that would be like a clever thing. Like,
they
maybe
also
we
should
just have a secret
a
radio
system,
station door, and that's the door that all our cars work
and
on.
Part of that would be like a clever thing. Like, maybe we should just have a secret radio station door, and that's
okay,
the door
we
that
had
all
a,
our cards work.
You know
on.
What else would be nice? A key, like a, you know, old fashioned days.
We had
give keys out to the people that needed
we had,
access.
We
don't do that anymore because now we live in the modern
past
age.
Past problems for
programmed.
These
except
problems.
They don't program
and
it, so
yes,
you can't
the programmability,
do
programmability. It's there,
we traded,
but it's not. It's not currently serving us.
Past problems for these problems, and yes, the programmability. It's there, but it's not currently serving us.
No. As long as humans are in charge, somebody's going to mess up someplace. And the question is, how badly are you affected when they do that?
And appreciate that
technology
yeah,
can be affected
are
really
designed
badly.
To,
so, something
yeah,
have
to be
to
set up properly. And
eye.
That's all we're trying to do here.
And appreciate
we're just trying to set up a radio station. To be set up properly. And that's all we're trying to do here.
I've held my tongue for so long on this issue.
Set up a radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. You know, working our asses off up here, building this place, getting
back.
It working
over your
great.
Head.
I mean, you know, this microphone.
Over your head. 9/9 and 9/10. That's Saturday and Sunday
amazingly.
In September.
I see Benefest is back. It's over your head.
Everything's over my head, Kyle.
That's right. That's the day before
9/11.
Katie's of
Smithtown.
September.
Well, that's when
is
nine,
hosting this
nine, nine,
fantastic
ten.
Event.
That's right. That's
and
the day before
9/11. There's other stuff going on, too.
Right. Katie's of Smithtown.
Yes.
Is hosting this fantastic event. And there's other stuff going on, too.
In fact, right here at Stony Brook, this is something, as long as we're talking about what's going on. Here at Stony Brook, amazing event starts this week, the Stony Brook Film Festival. starts on July 20th, runs through the 29th at the Stoller Center for the Arts. In fact, Finn, who comes on after us, is going to have...
Yeah, we're probably
going
to take in some of that. We've already looked through some of the offerings.
Features on
just
on
one other thing about benefits.
That's a lot of fun.
Is,
to that.
As it
yeah,
sounds,
we're probably
going to
take in
an
some
event
of that. We've already looked through
station.
Some of the offerings.
So
just one other
check
thing
that
about
out
benefits.
Too. WSB...
As it sounds, an event that supports
Dash
yes.
Benefest.
So fast. Check that out too.
It's also
all one word. Dot com.
WSB
benefit and a festival. See what we did there? We merged the words together.
Dash Bene
is it?
Fast.
And where is it?
All one word. .com. Katie's of Smithtown in Smithtown.
Which do you know? Katie's of Smithtown is supposed to be haunted.
Is it?
Yeah. Apparently, if you go down into the basement, there's some kind of a spirit down there, or that not everybody sees, because that's how spirits are. Not everybody sees them. But there is, you look it up, there is lore about this locally. So I think it's kind of cool that we're having a benefit
concert. That's really
cool,
though, because we bring all of these wonderful listeners and community members and supporters.
Because
we bring
their spirits.
To drink spirits with the spirits.
Community members and
what's the URL for that?
We bring their spirits.
Yes, touche.
Spirits with the.
That's
spirits.
Right. That's
no,
go ahead.
If I can.
What's the URL?
I want to preclude your promotion with my promotion again.
Mm-hmm.
Go
yes.
Back to the Stonebrook Film Festival.
That's right. That's go
well,
ahead.
Okay. So for instance, on the 26th, Wednesday, I'm just picking a film at random. Here's a film called Laura Gets a Cat. Yeah, Laura Gets a Cat.
Uh-huh.
Written and directed by Michael Farrell. Laura is a 30-something unemployed writer living in New York City and struggling with adulthood. She has a weekend boyfriend she can't commit to, friends who seem to have achieved their dreams, and a vivid imaginary life she uses to run away from reality. You know, this is probably most of our listening audience could fit the description. I don't know if that's the kind of film you'd... You want to escape reality. And, well, she wants to escape reality, too, but this is our reality as people who want to escape reality. So I don't know if that's really effective. But it sounds good. Sounds good. When she starts a new relationship with a coffee shop barista, real life proves too complicated, and she tries to...
Oh, this is the last straw.
Veteran stage actress Dana Brooks shines in this funny...
You've done it. Oh, my God.
That's the other thing, folks.
Oh, this is the last straw.
Who is the idiot around here who keeps plugging in the damn phone? There.
You've done it.
Unplug the phone. Now we have no phone.
This is it.
No phone.
You've
done it. You can't have a ringing phone on the damn radio station. Oh, boy.
Can I mention? Deep breath.
And you can't turn it off while it's ringing. That's the other great, amazingly programmed thing we have here. So you have to unplug it. And I'm going to forget to plug it back in, and now we have no phone. Because I'm going to forget to plug it back in, and we're going to go a week without realizing what's wrong with the phone. Until somebody posts on the mailing list what's wrong with the phone, and I'll say, oh, I forgot to plug it back in. And then people will say, Emmanuel, why do you unplug the phone? And I'll say, because it rings on the damn air. And it makes me look like an idiot. I'm already bitching
and
about
we
the cards.
And we were just trying
so
to have the conversation, you know? We did
the same
a little
time? There's only so
cultural
much
enrichment.
To
and we were just trying
we,
to have
we
a
need the benefit.
You know,
the geese are on patrol.
I'm trying to promote the
what?
Film festival. You're
enrichment.
Trying to promote
oh.
Benefest. We're all
oh,
trying
no.
To talk about the geese.
We need the benefit. The geese are on patrol.
Isn't it DMD?
I unplugged that phone.
Oh.
How did
oh,
that
no.
happen? Do I have to smash the phone? I'll smash the phone.
Isn't it DMD?
Yeah, I'll just put it in the trash can.
I will do it.
In the hallway? All right.
There. Look, it's not even connected to anything. Here, take it.
Yeah, I'll just put it in the trash can.
Put it in the hallway.
In the hallway?
My God. The things we have to contend with around here.
And it better not ring again somehow.
Put it in the hallway. I want to make a statement. And when people see the phone in the hallway, not connected to anything, and it better not ring again somehow, then they'll start taking note. This is the last in our series of programs here at WUSB. I don't see how anyone can tolerate us after this.
Not yet, Dog
yeah,
Days. I did jump the gun on Dog Days a couple weeks
nice
ago.
It's been nice. Last few days, it's a little warm.
Yeah, it can't be in July.
You know?
We
not yet, Dog Days. I did jump the gun on Dog Days a couple weeks ago.
Because Dog Days are in August, not in
what
July.
What did we celebrate?
Yeah, it can't be in July.
Canada Day, 4th of July,
Bastille Day,
Trump leaving for France,
we
Canada
didn't
Day,
celebrate much.
4th of July,
4th of July, Bastille Day,
Bastille Day,
Trump being out of the country,
Trump leaving for France.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Tour de France is going on right now. Not right now, the sweeping now, probably.
Watching
yeah.
a lot of it.
It is the big, fantastic bike race, and it is televised.
I won't know the answers either. I can report there are no tall bikes
you might know all the
in this year's Tour de France.
I know nothing about this. You know a little bit about this.
I won't know the answers
either. It should, but that's another issue.
No tall bikes. Go ahead. In this year's Tour de France.
I didn't think a race would have a tall bike in it, but okay.
It should,
it's
but
good,
that's
good to have that verified.
Issue we'll deal with.
It goes
Go
on for 21 days, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, obviously, it's not 21 straight days.
Correct.
Yesterday was an off day, and occasionally they take a day off too. I think Mondays they take off.
Correct. Last yesterday was an off day, okay. just as you indicated.
Now, there's a whole lot of people riding their bikes
all throughout the region.
Down the
into
streets,
the Alps,
throughout, well, it's not just
in,
France, it's,
the
mountain, Italy, I believe.
Mountainous terrain,
all
and
all throughout.
It actually started out in Germany this year. I think
the
they were
Alps,
in Luxembourg
in,
for a little bit, and
terrain,
Belgium
and,
at the initial.
They actually started
part,
out in Germany this year,
and then they spend the majority, I think, in France,
Luxembourg
yeah.
for a little bit, and Belgium at the initial part. And then they spend the majority, I think, in France. So.
Well, it's just really cool to watch these the scenery unfolding as they're riding down these narrow streets, up mountains, all these people standing on the side, waving them on. I would think those people would be kind of annoying because they get awfully close to them sometimes. But it's all part of the event. And what they do is they go on for 21 days. Now, this is the part where I get confused, because there are all these people, obviously, and I guess there are teams, and I'm not sure if the teams stay together, do the teams split up, and how do they add it up so that you know on the last day who is racing for the best time? Is it an individual racing for the best time? Is it
well,
a team racing
this,
for the best
this
time?
This tour is
and
really,
is it
really
end,
close, actually.
It always seems to come down to a couple
last,
of seconds,
coming
even though
in
they've
the last
been racing for
here.
21 days.
But typically
well,
all of those
this,
things
this
matter,
tour
and
is
all
really,
of those
really
things
really
are
close,
being
actually,
calculated
last,
during the event.
Last week here.
So each individual rider can accrue points at various parts, and each day is called a stage, so... It's also something you
rider
can
win,
points like winning the stage, winning the day,
day
and there's points,
stage,
and each
so
of those,
it's also
and you know, there's
win,
for,
like
I'm
winning
sorry.
The stage, winning the
so
day.
So for each day, there's
points,
several winnings, like a first
of
through
those,
fourth, you know, I don't think
and,
they go much
know,
further than that, if you're fifth,
I'm sorry,
after,
so for each day,
after
there's
a certain number
of winnings, like a first through fourth, you know, I don't think they go much further than that if you're fifth.
There's a couple
different
categories.
After a certain
first day, there's sprinting,
what,
and there's...
Can you explain what that is?
King
there's
of
a couple
the
different
yes,
categories
that are,
for the day.
The leaders on climbing,
and
there's obviously elevation. King of the
Mountains.
King of the Mountains?
Yeah, every day there's like three or four jerseys.
Climbs,
the yellow, the green, the white, and the polka dot.
So what, you can win in different...
Yeah.
Different areas.
Yeah, every day
that's
there's
the
like three or four jerseys. The yellow, the green, the white, and the polka dot.
The polka dot. That's the one I
think.
Up with.
That's the
I think
the
that's divvied up.
Okay. So what if you win more than one
you
thing?
You either win the
that's
sprint. I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe if you win, if you're the overall leader, you keep the yellow
up.
Jersey. Even if you are the
you
sprinter
the
for
sprint.
The day.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know
maybe
about exactly how that works. They sort it out. There's a hierarchy of jerseys.
Even if you are the
like the yellow jersey is the overall leader.
But I don't know.
Anyway,
so
each individual racer
they sort it out.
There's collecting points.
There's a hierarchy of jerseys.
But
it
okay.
can come down
like
to seconds,
as
you said,
and
they
leader.
Could win a stage.
Anyway,
and
so each individual racer is
individual.
Collecting
and then
points.
Each individual, their points
can come
I
down
guess,
to seconds,
are part
as
of
said,
the team
and,
points.
And
I'm not exactly sure on those
be
details
head
either,
in
but
points
it's
as
individual. And then each individual,
it's all, I guess,
their points
designed
I guess
to,
are part of the team points. I'm not exactly sure.
To allow you to be able to tell based on.
It's all. I guess
and
designed to
in certain intervals
to allow you
to
be able to
kind
to
of calculate
tell
how well a team
based
is doing.
On,
they split
talk about all this stuff while
in
you're
certain intervals
while you're watching it. to kind of calculate how well a team is doing, and they talk about all this stuff while you're watching it.
Wow, it just seems overly complicated for a bike race.
Banging your head
to me, a bike race is who's ahead of whom. When you do 21 days,
of about,
how many people enter this thing?
I think football. I'd say 200 riders. They fall off after a couple of weeks, and each team is about
a
nine
field
riders,
of about,
and there were a lot of crashes this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, they
so
fall
a
off
of
after a couple
and
of weeks,
and things
and
like that.
Each
can
team
also
is about
sort of
nine riders,
and there were a lot of crashes this year, so a lot of injuries and
yeah, it
like
ends up being maybe about 100 or over 100 that actually make
yeah,
it, or like 150.
I'll call the herd a bit.
Yeah, it ends up being maybe about 100 or over 100 that actually
so,
make it. Or
so
like
individual structure
so how many
is
people
one
are,
thing. Like
is
they're
a
vying
US
for points.
Is it
the caveat
team?
With that is
how many
the
teams
UCI,
per country? How does that work?
I'm sorry.
Individual structure
the cycling league
is
closely
thing,
associated
like
with Olympic.
Vying for points.
The
cycling,
the caveat with that is
as far
UCI
as governing bodies.
I'm sorry.
And
the
so
cycling
professional cyclists
is
will
associated with Olympic.
Have gone through some of the Olympic
cycling,
okay.
As far as governing
competitions,
bodies,
and it's similar
and so professional
and they're
cyclists
related. So
gone
the teams
some of the Olympic competitions,
right.
And it's similar,
right.
And they're,
so
they're
the,
related.
The teams
so
themselves
the teams
exactly
will be associated in that way. And so each rider mm-hmm. on
right.
the team is actually associated
right.
with a country.
So the
teams
you could
themselves
have a
will
team
be associated
that's based
in that way.
Like
so
Astana
each,
is
each
based
rider
in Kazakhstan.
On the team is actually associated
and,
with a country.
So you could yeah. have a team that's based like Astana is based in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
And
Astana is the name of the team.
Yeah.
Astana is
and
in
they're based
Kazakhstan.
In Kazakhstan. Okay.
Because I
think
that's
it's
where,
a city.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying that's Kazakhstan is where Kazakhstan
correct.
Is.
Correct.
Astana is in Kazakhstan.
There's
I don't
others
know.
Like Sky,
is
which
city?
Is named after a city.
Okay, so
company.
You're basically saying
company,
the team is named after a city.
No.
Correct.
So the teams are
okay.
structured like that,
there's
but individuals
like
on
Sky
team will
is,
be aligned with the country they represent.
That's
similar to the way
yeah.
Olympics.
So the teams are structured like that, but individuals on the team
cycling
will be
for
aligned
a
with the
country
they represent. Similar to the way.
No, that's my point.
You know, individuals.
That's my point. So, like, you have individuals doing their
all
personal
the people
best.
On the team
you have
same country.
Individuals.
No. Oh,
that's
God's
my point.
Sake, I almost
and possibly
it.
That's my point.
Their,
so,
cycling
like, you have
their
individuals doing their
point.
Personal best. You have individuals.
They're distinguished
from countries
and possibly
from
their
cycling
one or another country,
whether
it's France
okay.
or.
But
so there's teams that are
they're distinguished
or there are teams that are
being from.
American
or country
or and so on, but they may have riders.
So there's
just
teams
like in football, soccer,
French,
or
there are teams
you get
that
players
are,
from different countries playing for different clubs.
American
it's kind
or,
of a club system.
And so on,
but the
they may
sponsors
have
and the teams
just
change
like
all the
football,
time. Every
soccer,
year it's different.
You get
sometimes
players
you
from
have
different
different
countries
sponsors.
Playing for different clubs.
It's kind of a club system.
But the sponsors and the teams
for a
change
while,
all the time.
Like
every
the American
year,
team
is
sponsored
sometimes
by
you have Radio Shack at one point and then the Postal Service and stuff.
Staying.
That's right.
So they.
Like
we're sponsored for a set number of years.
Radio Shack at one point, and then the Postal Service.
Well, there's no more Radio Shack, really.
That's right. So
they could have done all right
for a set number of
maybe
years.
Maybe if
they
spent less time
really
sponsoring bike teams and more time selling electronics, they'd still be around.
Yeah, they could have done all right. But
an observation, that's all.
They tried. They
all right. Well, you know, it just seems really, really.
Yeah.
But you know, they
a lot
understand
of,
the rules. That's fine. But
a lot of formality.
You know,
and
I try to look
of,
at the sport and
like
appreciate what it is.
Yeah.
But it's,
for
it's
all of those
a lot
competitions
of,
over the year, and then
a lot of formality.
But
and
to appreciate
of,
the actual
like
sport, I mean, you don't really need to know
all
that stuff.
For
all
of those
I would liken
competitions
it to
over
the year, and
then
sports
like
football,
but
where
to appreciate the
there's
actual
a ton of rules. I don't even get the rules for football
really
all the time, but.
And
I can still
I would like
appreciate it in between
like
Super Bowl
where
commercials. There's a ton of rules. I don't even get the rules for football all the time. But
I'm talking about American style.
Appreciate.
I'm talking about a Canadian style indoor.
We can't even agree on what word describes football or what.
I'm talking about
which football you're talking about when you say football.
I'm talking about a Canadian style.
No,
it's
fascinating
football.
Stuff.
Yeah. The indoor, yeah.
the Tour de France
is
road cycling,
which has different rules.
So it's distinct in. Even
no, it's fascinating stuff, but
there's
the Tour de France
cycling.
Is road cycling.
Yeah,
so
which is also an Olympic
sport. In even that
yeah, you go around a velodrome.
As opposed to what, beach cycling?
Yeah, you're
track
on a bike.
Cycling.
It's
track
a track
cycling.
Bike.
Yeah, which is also an Olympic
that's
sport.
That's right.
That's what, just going around in circles?
Yeah, you go around a velodrome.
But it's still on a bike, right? It's
yeah,
still
you're
the
on
same
a bike. It's a track bicycle.
A
you know there's
bike,
a
course,
velodrome
right.
in New York City?
Wow. All right, you know, so specialized. So, but, you know, I think this is kind of interesting. You raised a point, though.
Oh,
you know, there's
man.
A velodrome in New York City.
Well, I was going to mention a domestic version of the Tour de France. That you did some research and discovered something.
I know what you're talking about.
Man.
Yeah, this is folks, get ready.
Yeah.
Sit down if you're not sitting down already.
So,
and since most folks stand and yell at the radio while we're on,
I know what you're talking about.
Talking to people that need to sit down. Yeah,
yeah.
The Tour de France, now this happens once a year.
That's
it takes
true.
Place 21
That's
days.
They
and
were
it's
going
amazing.
To bring
it's like one of a kind.
A,
but why not have
spectacular.
Something
there
like that
are,
in
there
United
are
States?
Similar rides,
once.
Like the Tour
That's
of California.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
They were going to bring
the U.S.
A,
never really had a national
a spectacular.
Ride.
And there
it's
are,
a really,
there
really big country, for one thing.
Like the Tour of California. But
long story, really, really long.
The U.S. never really had a national ride.
Right,
right. Really, really big country, for one thing. And long story, really, really long.
The
in,
gentleman,
1989.
You might be familiar with him, Donald Trump.
The gentleman,
he put his name on
with him,
a bicycling event.
Donald Trump.
Oh boy.
It was
he called
he put
Tour
his name
de Trump.
On
a bicycle.
Yeah, and his no.
He put his name.
You can look
so
it
what
up.
Was it called?
It's actually
it was called Tour de Trump.
Oh no! It
yeah,
wasn't. No,
yeah.
It wasn't.
And his no. You can look it up. It's actually
he told me he was involved. He didn't
because,
tell me that.
Tour he basically
Trump.
Got out of
yeah.
it.
If I go to Wikipedia now and type in Tour de Trump,
I guess his initial reaction was that
it's
he would be lambasted. You know, he'd be
because
he basically got out of
the media once they found out he put his name on it.
I guess his initial reaction was that
spookily like a lot of
stuff
that
he'd be.
He
deals
with or
the media
you know,
once they found out he put his name on.
Creature of habit. It's the
which
same MO.
Spookily like a lot of the stuff that he
puts his name on it and
or,
then
he
gave
it
to
the
illustrious
habit. It's
chemical
the same
supply.
Holds on to something for a little while until it starts falling apart
yeah,
and disowns
it.
Puts his
more.
Name on it and then gave it to the
it
illustrious
was DuPont
chemical
after
supply.
That.
Manufacturer.
That's right.
And
it was held in the
Moore.
East Coast, held
so
in Virginia.
So was it Tour de DuPont after that?
It was Tour DuPont after
Tour
that.
Tour DuPont, because I already have the Du.
That's right. And it was held in the East Coast, held in Virginia.
Wait, is that even grammatically correct? Because in French, Tour de France means the Tour of France.
Right.
But if you go Tour DuPont, and DuPont is already called DuPont,
aren't
grammar. You just saying
so
Tour
early.
DuPont, not without...
So early in,
you know
the afternoon.
Shouldn't it be Tour du DuPont?
you
French
could
grammar.
Be right.
So early.
Yes.
So I
so
saw
early.
Banner
you have 10 minutes
afternoon.
To solve the problem.
I think they want to play on, they wanted to
you
play
could
on
be right.
Their name. But
so
I think
I saw Banner
Tour
was
de Trump was what
yeah, I don't expect
I think
them
they
to
want to play on
his
play on
name,
the,
their name
worked out to be when he first
think,
took over for that
Tour de Trump.
2 years they
what,
did it.
He was.
It was funny.
His name worked out to be when he first took over for that first. I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry to linger
well,
on
okay.
it. The only
this
other
is,
stuff
I mean,
I was
going to spend a whole hour talking
all
about
the cool
this,
technology
but it's
they
fascinating.
Really
it's interesting. You've been watching this, and I'm drawn into it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to.
That's
to
the one thing I really
on.
Got.
The only
I'm
other stuff I was
going to
mention
maps,
was all the cool technology they
and the ability to video stuff like.
How,
showing a
maps.
Rider
that, that's
the
one
end,
thing I really got.
Right by the finish line for the day, showing him what that's like.
And the ability to video
with
stuff,
a phone, like doing a time lapse or showing
a video
or
end,
even like virtual
right
reality.
Right by the finish line for the day.
These are the kind
showing
of
him what that's like.
I think
with a phone, like
the
doing a
training methods
that are
moving
video,
towards,
or even like
given the
scrutiny reality.
Over doping.
These are the kind of
I don't know. They're probably still doing drugs, but I don't know that.
The training methods
in any event
towards
I don't know that
over doping
but
know, they're probably still doing
anyway
drugs,
if,
I don't know that.
The hope is I guess they're embracing any of
heavy
like technology
yeah.
I don't know that
maybe getting off all
but,
the drugs but who knows
anyway
it,
the hope is I guess
so
I've been fascinated
embracing
by that there's
tools
a lot of
like technology
cool uses of
and maybe
off
getting
shelf
off
stuff
all the
and,
drugs but
and custom
anyway
really crazy
so I've been fascinated by that there's a lot of cool uses of off the shelf stuff and custom, really crazy bike stuff. So it's neat.
And, you know, while you might not be in the Tour de France,
yeah,
I doubt
there
are many people who are in it are listening to
you
us now.
You can do seated aerobics
but,
while you watch
but you can
the
still get out there
and
pedal away and have the time of your life.
Yeah, you can do...
More people are doing it
no,
than
you can
no,
do seated
what they
aerobics
do in the, like,
while you watch the Tour de France.
The, senior citizen.
What's that? That's like some kind
homes.
Of virtual reality thing?
No. No, that's what they
I
do
think
in the, like,
that, wow.
In the,
getting
seniors
using
retirement homes.
Well, why can't senior citizens
like
use virtual
reality?
I think that would actually be a good
activities
thing.
Activities or
that,
or
wow.
Yeah.
Getting seniors using
augmented or like virtual reality.
They have him in a room. Wow. But you know what the virtual reality for
I'm
like
convinced
old folks
that's
would
the
be
guy
like,
in the White House.
You know, like
right
getting
now,
creamer and you know like
they have him in a room
with your tea or something.
But you know what the virtual reality for like old folks would be like. You know, like getting creamer and, you know, like lemon with your tea or something.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. Because while we might not have Tour de France people listening, we do have a size.
No, you're right, you're right. Why would I,
And they could be down here in 2 to 4 hours. And, no, seriously.
No,
and
actually,
have,
they would be hooked up.
No, you're right, you're
yeah.
right.
Jack,
why would I
would not make any coffee and creamer jokes.
No, actually, they would be hooked up.
Films, and I could see that being really helpful.
With
robotics and AI and all the exciting
neural
networks
being
crazy,
really helpful
advances
with
robotics and
AI and all the exciting
we're seeing more
machines keep us company and interact with our
advances,
lives.
Did you see the story about the security robot that fell in the water
more,
feature?
Machines keep us company and
yeah.
interact with our lives.
Actually,
did
I started getting ads for
the
company
that
makes
the
robot when I was using
the
I saw a robot killed itself.
But
yeah,
I had seen
what was that all about?
Actually, I started getting ads for the company that makes the robot when I was using
it. Basically, this company
but
called
I had seen that,
Nightscope or something
and
like that. Something
media and
that
news.
Sounds like a flashlight.
Basically,
or, you know.
It's this company called Nightscope.
Yeah,
or
some like mall. Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Know. Anyway,
something
the
thing
that sounds like a flashlight.
Apparently, like was patrolling.
Maybe they should have stuck
these
the
things are pretty advanced.
Yeah,
and
some
it,
like
it
mall,
looks like
yeah,
a Dalek
anyway,
or like R2-D2 kind of like
apparently
or
like.
Was
they're fascinating.
And these things
and
are pretty
really
advanced.
Do. They have
it
360
like
degree cameras.
Like
if you think about it, it's
kind
really
of like
creepy
or something.
Yeah,
they're
could
fascinating.
Sense all these
and they
things.
Really do. They have
you
360
don't
degree
necessarily
cameras.
Have countermeasures
it,
for
really
all the things it can sense. And
they could sense
it might look innocuous
you don't
enough.
Necessarily
and
have
you might laugh. Oh, it's just basically a flashlight on wheels.
It might look innocuous.
Pre-recorded messages it barks at me, but.
Things
and
like
you
infrared
might laugh,
and
oh,
like
it's other
basically
forms
a
of
flashlight
sensing.
On wheels,
and then of course
you know,
360 degree cameras with
messages it barks at
any
you,
kind of back
like
end
infrared
facial
and
recognition
like
is forms that's
of
pretty
sensing.
Complex.
And then of course 360 degree cameras with any kind of back end like facial recognition is that's pretty complex.
Yeah. Well, I saw a picture of this thing keeled over. In,
it was on patrol
in
D.C.,
like
I think
that.
Somewhere
was,
in Washington, D.C.
It was both sad and funny, but what exactly happened? It just kind of
also
like
been deployed in other parts
it
of the country, but basically it was
in
this area that had
D.C.
a water feature with steps.
Also been deployed in
given that
parts
it's
of the
on
country,
wheels.
Basically, it
wasn't able
in
to
this
negotiate
area that
steps,
had
essentially
and, a water feature with steps.
Yeah, and it didn't have a boundary. It didn't have any kind of
wheels,
way of sensing that
it
was
it wasn't able
to
negotiate the steps
near the steps.
And,
so when
no one thought of this,
went
yeah,
over
it
them,
it
was unable to
recover. Didn't have any kind of way of sensing that it was not
got
supposed soaked. To go.
I wasn't
going to
mention
steps,
that
so
because I didn't want
to,
you know, make people
over
feel
them,
like we were ignoring them.
Look at all the phone calls we're getting. We're not even asking for phone calls.
Got soaked. I wasn't going to mention that because I didn't want to, you know, make people.
We
feel
see
like
you.
We
know what you're doing.
Yeah, see, that's the phone line that you're supposed to have in the radio station, the one that doesn't make noise.
It's
and
it's
we can
one of those days.
On
we're not. We see you. We know what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, we know you're
to
calling
be,
in, and you're welcome to do that, but you can't disturb us anymore. You can't make the phone ring.
It's one of those days.
The
we're
phone
not,
is in a different room now.
We're not to be. Not to be toiled with.
I like it this way. 631-632 WUSB is our phone number. 631-632-9872. If you have something to say or add, let's get through a couple other things. Speaking of robots, this is kind of this is a headline I saw that kind
about.
Of just made me a little apprehensive, I guess. And tell me if you react the same way, Kyle.
I don't know what you're talking to.
I'm
talking about.
Well, you haven't seen this. I'm going to read the headline. Tell me what you think initially. Google robot produces 1 million mosquitoes a week to release into wild. Now, doesn't that just sort of bother you a little bit? Like, why? Why
I bet it's because they're sterile mosquitoes.
First of all, Google robot, and how is it producing mosquitoes? And why is it releasing 1 million mosquitoes a week into the wild?
I bet it's because they're sterile mosquitoes.
Okay, wise guy. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, you know, my initial feeling was, wow, Google's gone insane, and they're releasing all these insects
yeah.
into the wild as some kind of retribution for something we
yeah,
did
I mean,
to annoy them.
That a template
and that
for?
That day may not
that's
be now, but that
for,
day will
for
come.
Putting down an uprising
yeah.
of some sort. Yeah, that. I mean, what is that a template for?
Well, okay,
that's
yeah.
That's a template for putting down an uprising right. of some sort.
They say the exercise is part of a mission to curb growth of disease by controlling populations of the insects.
That's right.
Now, how do you control populations of the insects by releasing a million of them a week? Well, the mosquitoes are male. They won't bite anyone, just like males of all species won't bite anyone. They're also sterile, so they can't breed. Yeah. The company is called Verily. They're the health division of Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google. I assume everybody knows these things. They created a machine which breeds the mosquitoes, selects the males, and infects them with a bacteria called Wolbachia, which prevents them from breeding. The bacteria is deemed harmless to humans and other animals. Now, once the swarms are released into the environment where they compete with and hopefully outnumber fertile male mosquitoes, leading the wild females to breed unsuccessfully. So over the next 20 weeks, the plan is to release 20 million of
thankfully.
These mosquitoes.
Yeah. Wow, that is really
Zika,
fascinating.
Yellow, dengue fever,
I don't know whether to be afraid or... whether to
that is
to marvel
is really
at our ability to
I
try
whether
at
to be afraid
to,
or
to capture
whether to
exploit
to marvel at our
biotechnology
to,
in this way
to try at least to capture the or exploit biotechnology in this way.
I'm going to be a little afraid because whenever you see a headline that starts with Google robots and releasing a million mosquitoes a week. I don't know. They are on our side now. What happens, though, when Google becomes the enemy? All right? And what happens when they start releasing mosquitoes that have the viruses that can kill us? Because, you know, we're not using their search engine enough. I don't know. Something like that could happen.
What about when it's human population control?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Google robot won't be your friend then.
Yeah.
Think about that. All right, you want to take some phone calls? I want to talk about healthcare.
We can wait.
But,
yeah.
We give our listeners speak because we've been speaking a lot lately and complaining.
Yeah, pick it up.
And all sorts of other things like
let's,
that.
Let's, we can wait to make our decision about healthcare.
You know everyone's going to hang up as soon as I start picking up phones, though.
Yeah, pick it up.
631-632-9872. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I guess the reason I'm calling is, partly is because I think there's been a delay going on. I think you guys have been in delay this whole time, and there's like this echo that's going on the stream. It's kind of hard to pay attention to what you're saying. I love what you guys say, but...
The echo on the stream. Wow. Well, we don't hear the echo here, and I don't know what could be... You're right. We are in delay. That's how we're able to take phone calls, but I don't know why there's a delay, but why there's an echo.
That must be...
Heard it from like two different streams. It's like the real time is bleeding in with the delay.
This is just
that
what's
going on, and plus the delay.
So that means everybody listening to us online is even more annoyed than they usually are.
Misconfiguration on our end.
This is probably.
One of those days.
Yeah, it's one of those days for sure. It's one of those days. We apologize.
That's a misconfiguration
no
on our end.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do from here to affect but that's something that will happen.
I believe USB all
radio
here is
radio
classified
trying
as
trying to do there.
Not specifically. Not specifically during this program.
At WSB all radio here is
make you
classified as such,
think
but
that
not
well,
specifically, not specifically
normal
during this program. Where we
yeah, everybody's calling to say you
make
no
you,
sense
because think that that's.
That's probably why so many people are calling.
Overlapping.
Hey, you guys
what would that
sound
be?
Crazy.
It's like, yeah, everybody's calling to say you make no sense because you're overlapping. I don't know. What would that be? That's
yeah, like, sort of feeding in. I mean, we can make that effect happen. You know, if we made that effect, I can press this
crazy.
Button right now. And there'll
be
several of us.
Crazy.
See, I can do that. I know how to do that.
I mean, we can make
but
that
imagine
happen.
How crazy
no,
this
can,
sounds now to the
effect.
People listening
crazy
on online because there are so many. Yeah, but then I can stop it. You see? Now, Carla, when we speak to you on the phone, do you hear just one of us?
I just hear it normally, but on the radio, there's this massive delay.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully it's not going out over the... Well, actually, I can monitor... the airwaves, and it's definitely not that way on our air signal. So hopefully it's just a online thing, and the archive. Not that anybody will be able to hear this, but the archive will hopefully have the right version.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting us know.
That's cool. Thank you.
All right, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine.
Maine. Okay, great.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting
us know. Listen every week.
All right, thanks. Thanks for listening, and stay cool up there. Let's take another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Good evening, of the wall. I'm calling to tell you that the delay function is very badly broken on the net streams. It has
yes.
At the beginning of the
we've heard this, Bobson, from Bulgaria, and we're sorry about that. But there's nothing we can do about it because apparently it's out of our control. I don't know what's feeding the signal going
yeah,
down
we just need to,
into the internet.
We just need to talk to one
right
other person
well,
who's
I don't
listening
know how
over the FM.
FM is working over there.
Yeah, we just need to
we just
see
need
what
to
they're
talk
hearing.
To, one other person who's listening.
Well, right, out of
the
board,
FM,
but I mean, it, if it's misconfigured down further
see
down,
what they're hearing.
No, we can hear that ourselves. We do get the station.
Well, right, out of the board, but I mean, if it's
well,
misconfigured
if you
down further down,
maybe you could.
You know what? I just hope that our copy of this that we're recording here locally isn't corrupted as well, because if that's the case, there'll be no record of the show anywhere. Okay, yeah,
well, the corrupted show, I don't know. It's really nearly impossible to listen to.
Wow. Okay, well, we appreciate, I'm sure this is another person calling to say the exact same thing. We appreciate the critique.
We'll do anything for
I
a call.
I think that's why people have been calling for the last 40 minutes or so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe so, to tell us how bad we sound.
We'll do anything for a call.
All right, well, thanks, Bobson. Good hearing from you, as always. Let's hear from this person. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're getting it off the air. I'm listening to you on my radio, FM antenna, the Bayshore, and I'm trying to get through for about 20 minutes. But, yeah, it's coming over the air, too.
Really? It's coming over the air as well? It's not coming
absolutely.
Over the air that way? Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
over the computer.
That's
it's
very strange.
Like an echo, and you're talking, both of you are talking at the same time. It's like, you know, about a three-second delay.
Wow. So oh, you know what it is? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Tell me if it goes away now. I had a button pressed.
All right.
Kyle's mic.
I had to go out of the room there.
Oh, it's my... You're going to blame it on me.
Did I fix it? There was a button that I just saw that was on. I might have fixed it.
I think you did.
Oh, my God.
I think you did.
Oh, boy. My fault. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I had program press at the same time as audition. You can do that on these new boards.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
but you know, whenever I went over to air to check our signal, I didn't hear it. So that's why I thought we were okay.
Ouch.
Ah, it was over the air.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this will be an interesting show to have archived. My apologies. Again, this is what happens when you lock people out of the building for 20 minutes before the show. They get flustered and they don't check every single button.
So while
I accept responsibility, I blame Stony Brook incompetence once more.
I would totally blame them. That's why I didn't go there 40 years ago.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Well,
okay,
let's
how embarrassing.
Recap. We
yes,
got to recap.
Recap everything. Thank you for that. And
we talked about the weather.
There's no way we can fix this.
We talked about...
We can't fix the archive because it's going to sound like that everywhere.
It's going to sound... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
But, you know, it only... It's weird because your microphone... was on in both delay and non-delay, but that would mean that only when we were talking would it show up, and especially when you were talking, it would show up in both at once. But why we couldn't hear that, that's the thing that really kind of messes with my mind here.
Wow, so I sounded like an especially spaced out space cadet.
Something like that, but what we're learning with the new board, we're learning that we can't hear that when that happens for some reason.
This isn't even the new board. This is the old new.
Yes, the old new board. But the thing is, you know, there's so many lights on here that's just one I happen to miss, unfortunately.
See, that's why I like to turn the lights down like this.
Yeah, you know, when you turn the actual lights down, then you can see things.
Right, but then
better.
You can't read.
Okay, well, you know, we still have 12 minutes left. Well, we were talking about Tour de France, and how cool it was, and...
Yeah, we just discussed the scoring.
We were complaining about the phone ringing. We threw the phone out of the room. There was that.
Yeah, the phone's gone.
That's gone. That must sound really cool.
Healthcare.
In delay.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to call us now that we can hear you or that you can hear us? You can do that, 631-632-9872.
Yeah. Let us know what parts you might have heard, anything that's on your mind, any opinions about past shows, maybe a comment you've been meaning to respond to or that we requested. Maybe you can tell us
your predictions for the next weeks and months, maybe several months. Maybe there's some local issues that are affecting your community, local politics.
So you can tell we're sounding fine because nobody's calling.
Yeah. I voted in the primary.
Uh-huh.
For the elections in Seattle.
Did you? You got your mail-in ballot.
Yeah, you can do that.
Wow.
It's a good thing.
Well, and, you know, this is probably the worst show we've ever done because
probably going to be back there too.
What we're hearing doesn't correspond to what went out of the air. We apologize for that.
Don't give up.
If there's a way we can repair it, we would, but I don't see how we can. Unless it's some newfangled technology that can erase the audio that repeated and apparently was repeating over itself.
That's a serious audio filter.
I just want to know why whenever I checked, I didn't hear it. That's the thing. I was checking the live air feed, and it wasn't happening. So that's
maybe
why.
Maybe because you were checking them individually, and it was on both or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, let's take some phone calls since we're getting some. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Oh, man, guys. Today was an awful show.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't hear anything. Yeah, it was hilarious, honestly. But, as soon as you gave up the echo on Kyle's mic, everything came back. That was really nice.
Only because I saw a dim little red light that was on in a place it shouldn't have been on. And because I was so flustered coming into this place, which, by the way, in case that didn't come over, we got locked out of the building, even though we bought cards that allow us to get into the building because Stony Brook won't program the cards properly.
They won't schedule them.
And properly. So instead of having all this time to prepare, we had to rush to get on the air, and this is what happens. And then the audible phone started ringing and made us even more flustered. And I guess what today can be is a lesson in how not to do radio.
Yeah, don't ever have a show like this.
Yeah.
Don't put the phone in the hallway, right? Don't exile the thing.
That phone belongs in the hallway because that's not the phone we're talking to you
on. That's a separate phone.
That's the phone that's to annoy people and to distract them when they're talking.
We stand by that. That actually is probably the most productive thing we've done.
Yeah, you see, we need to program the phone to turn off when the microphone is on, which, you know, old phones, we could do that. New phones, it takes a lot of work to do that, and we haven't done it yet. When we do that, then that phone can be let back in.
It's a soft phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just real quick, though. The cards that they're getting you to get into the building, is that RFID?
What would you say?
It is it's a form of electronic access control.
Uh-huh.
It's like a touch thing, right?
You hold it up to the little red light, and it's supposed to turn green, and the door's supposed to open, and instead it just beeps.
Oh man, that's really interesting. You should look in to see if you can copy the codes off those cards. I mean, maybe you
well, the codes don't work. That's the problem. We just have more useless cards.
Yeah, it's not that. It's the scheduling for the system. But that's a good idea. Maybe a janitor will let us tinker with their card or something.
What happens is at the end of a semester, they deprogram all the cards thinking that we're all students, which we're not. And the radio station goes on 24/7, so it's a real problem. We've had people standing outside for hours. And it really needs to be fixed.
It's like the back end, the database that controls it is where we're disagreeing.
Yeah.
At my university, they leave all of the codes in the system, and they kind of get expunged according to weird schedules. So you could not be a student for 3 years, and your code still works. And you can copy people's cards numbers very easily through RFID because it's really low security, and they've put them in all of the swipe access to all of the buildings.
That's kind of the point that I was making when we started talking about this. I don't know if it's discernible, but, yeah, that's exactly it. That, like, most of this, it's in place, and it is capable, but you have to use these systems the right way. Otherwise, you can end up putting all your faith in something that actually is just kind of for show, you know. It just really looks like security, so.
The creepy thing is I've talked to the people at the university in the card center, and they know that it's extremely vulnerable, and it's just kind of sitting there.
Wow. That's your university, not ours, right?
Yeah. I won't tell you where I am.
Okay. Well, we won't tell you where we are either, so we're safe. All right, listen, thanks.
All right,
thanks for your call.
Appreciate your thoughts. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, you know, I think, you know, those truly dedicated listeners might be able to discern what we were saying in the first two-thirds of the show. And maybe we could come on, hackers. There's got to be a way to figure out how to draw out the audio of what we were saying all that time. This is so embarrassing. But, you know, it's also, I feel the same way I felt, well, I don't feel this way, but maybe other people might feel this way. Remember when Steve Harvey gave out the wrong Miss Universe name and during the Academy Awards, the wrong film got the award? You know, people screw up all the time. And when you hear somebody else do it, you realize that nothing you do in your life is that bad, because it could happen to anybody. All right, and I'll take the blame for this one. And I'll always have this show to remind me of my fallibility and not looking for the little dim light that is on but shouldn't be on. Life can be like that.
It's good that you've forgiven yourself already.
I've forgiven myself right away. Yeah, I figure, you know, forgiveness is important.
You know, the first thing I was saying, I was thinking this, I wanted to say when you were so frustrated when we got in here, was that we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves.
Okay.
Now I'm glad I didn't say that.
Yeah, because now we should be hard
on
ourselves.
We should have been a little harder on ourselves. But, you know, it's a fragile thing.
You know, the old board, let me just say this, and this won't mean much to people who don't work with radio or know what the board looks like, but we had two channels on the old board. It could either be in program or edition. It couldn't be in both. This new board, it can be in both. Now, there are advantages to that. What we saw today was the disadvantage of that, because audition is the channel that is used in delay. Program is the channel that's used for live. So what happens with delay, audition feeds into program, comes out on the delay channel in program. But what I had was your microphone in both program and audition at the same time. And I don't even know what was going on. It's going to sound so terrible.
It's going to be me saying stuff live, and then whatever I said 7 seconds later.
And then more and
for
more.
For like 45 minutes.
I think it built upon itself.
Oh,
but
wow.
If this was a Negative Land album, it would win an award. All right. So let's just consider that before we're quick to judge. And maybe, you know, some of the hateful, spiteful, nasty things I said won't come out.
I wonder if we broke something.
We broke a record, that's for sure.
Like, did we damage anything? Like,
Look, I've been doing radio here since the 70s, all right? So
piercing.
I'm just hoping some new person coming on the air for the first time, worried about how they sound, will look at this show and realize, I can do better than that. And I'm just starting. And maybe that'll be a good shot in the arm for them.
If it stacked up and started overlapping, it probably got, like, maybe high pitch, low pitch? I don't know.
We didn't get to talk about healthcare. Let me just say quickly, healthcare reform or repeal.
I need repeal like I need a
dead.
Hole in my head.
It's dead. It's gone. It's finished. I don't know if they're ever going to give up on this. They're just going to keep trying to repeal or replace or do as much harm as they possibly can. What we need to do is work on improving. Work on that together, get to single payer, and now's a good time to start that conversation. Do you think we're actually going to get that started?
Well, the conversation, maybe. Steps towards it functionally, that's a real long shot. But one thing I am noticing is that the insurers are stepping up. They're definitely speaking truth to power. They have to. They always have been. But their opinions in this are loud, and I think as the insured, we should be equally as vocal and collaborate with powerful entities like that, so that we've them on our side as we're building, you know, the kind of coverage we want.
Well, I wish we could talk about this more, but we are out of time. And again, apologies for the dreadful way we sounded at the beginning of the show. We will take steps so that doesn't happen again. Something else will happen, no doubt, but not that. So write to us with your feedback and ways we can improve. OTW@2600.com. We'll spend the week reading all those letters, and we'll be back again, hopefully, unless we're kicked off the premises, next week at the same time. Good night.
The pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name. Chicken ID.
in our name, will you wage endless war? There can be no more death, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name, will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless? Not in our name, will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for? Not by our hands, will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil? Not by our mouths, will we let fear silence us? Not by our hearts, will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil? Not by our will, and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
Johnson, is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak.